Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Headline: I'm going to keep calling 911 back, said Florida man charged for repeatedly calling 911. A 56-year-old Florida man was arrested for calling 911 multiple times over 2 days, according to Marion County deputies. Deputies said that this over the weekend they responded to a dispute, last week, involving James Ubane and his neighbor. Ubane reportedly tried ordering deputies to conduct an investigation as he demanded. I don't even know what's happening here. This is just such a bizarre. It's Fox 35 in Orlando. So he said that he wanted them to conduct an investigation as he demanded because he called 911. When they were on the scene, he began to call 911 again while they were there. I don't get this. So they told him, they're like, look, if you have concerns that you want to address with a supervisor, you can call the sheriff's non-emergency number. And then about an hour after they left, over the next 2 days, he called 911 repeatedly for just random reasons. And then he finally told the emergency call taker, quote, you want to charge me with abuse of 911? Go for it. I'm going to keep calling 911 back. You can charge me all you want. So they did. He's taken into custody at his residence, and he is now being held on an $8,000 bond in Marion County Jail. I mean, yeah, he was like demanding that they do this, and so I guess, you know, guess they did. So how much time do we have with this one? Because I,
unfortunately enough.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. All right, give me a minute here, guys. So this lawsuit was filed Wednesday last week. A woman is suing Disney over a painful wedgie and vaginal lacerations after riding a water slide. How did you ride it? So one woman, according to her lawsuit, Emma McGinnis visited. Oh, my gosh. Her name is out there. God love her. Girl, she visited Typhoon Lagoon, and the tagline where it says dreams come true, she said they don't, because I suffered severe injuries on the Humunga Kawabunga slide. I swear to you, this is a new real actual story. She was celebrating her Dirty 30 with a ride on the aquatic attraction, and it's a 5-story drop into a pool, and she said that she became airborne and she was slammed downwards on the slide. She said that her clothing was forced between her legs in a painful wedgie, and after she landed in the pool, she said she stood up and blood rushed out, and she said that she was hospitalized for permanent bodily injury, vaginal lacerations. Oh my gosh, her complaint stated that her bowel protruded through her abdominal wall in a hernia. So she's accusing Disney of negligence and asking for $50,000 in damages. It is the Humunga Kawabunga slide. She says that it should warn women of their increased risk of injury. Well, if it does that, it could take your willy off. I mean, I think this probably goes more than just one way here, right? Yeah, the Humunga Kawabunga ride of your life promises to give visitors a surprise ending, but not a happy one. You know, Kel-Tec has always been about public safety and self-defense, and the Kel-Tec P15 is no exception. Whether you prefer the polymer or metal version, this reliable, compact, lightweight is the perfect go-to. The P15 polymer is the lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market at only 14 ounces unloaded, and loaded holds 15 plus one rounds. This little beauty has tritium and fiber optic front sight and fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights. You get all of the same great modern sights, great trigger, and excellent silent capacity in the P15 metal with a metal frame for a true vintage look and feel, and classic wood grips for a classic comfortable feel. Both have the same game-changing Kel-Tec innovation in quality, reliability, and performance. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KelTecWeapons.com today. KelTecWeapons.com.
Do you still stand by your statement that building the fire alarm was an accident?
You know, I don't know why this has gotten so much attention. I was literally just in a rush to go vote, man. That's all it was.
Are you afraid of any repercussions either from leadership or from legally from Capitol Police?
I mean, listen, I take responsibility for what I did, you know, but like I said, I was in a rush to go vote, and, you know, the investigation will sort everything else out.
Have you talked to Jeffries about it?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's day one. Yes.
How was that conversation?
Well, I got to keep that between me and the leader, so I'm not going to share that publicly. Yeah, but we've been in touch with each other.
So this was like a minute ago?
10 minutes
ago. Jamal, it was 5 seconds ago, Kane. Welcome back to the show, Dana Lash with you. So this is Jamal Bowman, who was just asked about all this shenanigans that were taking place because dude legit straight up pulled a fire alarm, right? And, you know, that's what I always do whenever I want to leave a building. I just go absolutely spastastic and I just start pulling random levers. Oh my gosh! I can't get out of the building! That's what I do all the time. Right? Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here, your hateful, smart aleck curmudgeon. Bottom of the first hour this Monday. Kane, what does that red box on the door say? By Jamal Bowman.
Yeah, in giant letters. Fire.
And so you would pull that handle down in case of
a fire.
Fire.
Yeah. But in this particular alarm, you have to push the guard, that little plastic piece that's a guard.
Oh, so there's two steps.
Yes, there's two steps. You have to push that guard in and out of the way, then get your fingers onto that lever and pull that lever down in no door switch.
So, Kane, what you're telling me is that you have to be incredibly purposeful.
Oh, yeah.
To pull that lever.
Or Hank Johnson. You're right.
I mean, you know.
Either one.
Guam tipped over somewhere. But the man just wanted to just, you know, leave the building as opposed to I've been to the Capitol. I've been in the tunnels. It's so much faster if you're going from like the house, the Cannon building to the Capitol to just take the underground tunnel as opposed to going out the door, going outside, then having to it's so much faster to take the tunnels. And I don't know what. No, that's why nobody believes this. He just knows that most people aren't dorks or lawmakers and haven't been over there and been in this. I mean, you should not. I mean, it's your tax dollar, so I think you should know. But I mean, people are busy. They're trying to just like keep their butts covered, right? Like they don't have time to sit here and study up on the orientation of the Cannon building as it relates to the Capitol and then all the tunnels underneath and then how the, you know, the egress, etc. And he's counting on that. It just, like I said, does he call 911 when he can't get in his house? If Jamal Bowman meets his biggest challenge, a door. What the hell, dude? What is this? They're trying to keep me in here. There's no way out. It's a door. And you know how many like security people are there? Like at every, there was a dude who was probably right there. This is all on camera. And then you had this, golly, the media. So this chick, she's got too many flipping vowels in her name. She's on MSNBC. That's all you need to know. She's just really trying to like run cover for him. Listen to this audio. So soundbite two.
Last thing I want to mention, and then we're going to take a quick break. There was a mention of Jamal Bowman, Congressman Jamal Bowman, and the pulling of some sort of fire alarm. And I just want to read for you some of the reporting so you understand what actually went on there. There were some reports that began to emerge about Representative Bowman, who was seen pulling some sort of fire alarm in the Cannon House office building earlier today. We got a statement on that.
Stop it. Some sort of fire alarm? You mean a giant red ass box that says fire alarm on it? That?
Yeah, that's the one.
It looks like he was trying to pull some sort of fire alarm. I just want to comment on this really quickly.
Why is she talking like she's his mom? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, cut out. Roll the little graphic-y thing, and then we'll go back into the video. Sorry, Juan. Sorry. Juan's going to kill me.
Trigger a building alarm as he was rushing to make an urgent vote. The congressman regrets any confusion, just to clarify some things on that, because I know there was likely some folks kind of scratching their heads wondering what it was they were asking Speaker McCarthy about.
I just want to run, and I just, you know, they're probably like trying to, he didn't realize he would trigger, you know, Jamal Bowman is so stupid as a man. He didn't realize that when he pulled the trigger, when he pressed in the plastic with one hand and then with his second hand pulled the trigger that said fire alarm, pull in case of fire, that it would actually trigger an alarm. He didn't know that. I mean, you can't expect him to know these things. You can't expect a grown-ass man in Congress, Kane, to understand that pushing case of fire means it will sound an alarm. And it's a two. He's smart enough to figure out the two-step mechanism to trigger the fire alarm, but he's not smart enough to realize this says fire. I should put. I mean, what in the world? This is the guy, if he saw the red button, he'd be like, should I push it? I'm going to push it. That's him. I mean, okay, audio soundbite 4. Of course, you had AOC, the Meghan Markle of the Democrat Party. Go ahead and play this one. I said it. It's true.
But they're filing a motion to expel a member who, in a moment of panic, was trying to escape a vestibule. Give me a break.
Oh, my gosh. What?
In a moment of panic, he was trying to escape a vestibule. I, too, have been trapped in vestibules, Kane. We must fight the tyranny of the vestibules. They are remnants of an oppressive society. We no longer should have vestibules. I hereby, therefore, call for an outright vestibule ban. We need common sense vestibule control. I mean, who among us, when they find themselves in a vestibule, who among us doesn't go, oh my God! Who among us? Gotta pull the first lever I see. I'm trapped in this vestibule. I'm going to die. I mean, literally, he walked in it freely. But, you know, let's ignore that. Ignore that. That isn't, you know, come on. Oh my gosh, that's probably one of my favorites. In a moment of panic, Jake Tapper, he found him. I mean, it's like listening to Moira from C-S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Schitt's Creek. If you love fruit wine as much as I do, who among us has not found ourselves trapped in a vestibule? I could make one of this all day, and I actually may. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so finance experts are warning of a bloody Sunday for Americans with decades-high mortgage rates, student loans kicking in, and Christmas spending all pressuring families. The inflation, to say nothing of the inflation crisis that's continuing. The median monthly home payments are all going to have hit record highs. Hey, great job, by the way. Great job, Joe Biden. You've really done it. Really, you've just really outdone yourself with the economy on this, I got to say. Also, moving on here. Oh, do you guys remember the bodega clerk? Oh, I'm sorry. Bogota, according to Dr. Jill Biden. Everyone's always like, Dr. Jill Biden. His name is Alvin Bragg. The bodega clerk who sued, who sued Alvin Bragg. Sorry, Jose Alba is the guy who sues DA Alvin Bragg. Because remember, Bragg put Jose Alba in Rikers because Alba defended himself from this repeat violent offender. He was attacked by 35-year-old Austin Simon. Jose Alba, 61 years old. He was behind the counter of his bodega, and he defended himself. And in the ensuing fight, Simon was stabbed to death because he was trying to kill Alba. So Bragg charged Alba with murder. And then he actually had to drop the charges because of the public outcry. And he released him from Rikers. Well, now Alba is suing DA Alvin Bragg for racial discrimination. And he said he was slung into Rikers for killing an attacker who was trying to kill him, killing the guy in self-defense. I hope his suit is actually successful. I really do. Because this is, I think that this is honestly some, I really do believe this is the only way the left will ever learn. The world's first, okay, I swear to you, this is how Killing Floor started. The game. World's first humanoid robot factory is set to open later this year, where they're going to have robots helping to build other robots. It's like The Matrix meets Killing Floor. Although, you know, right now it looks pretty rudimentary. They said that Agility Robotics has revealed plans to construct the thing that's going to kill all of us humans, the humanoid robot factory in Salem, Oregon. The engineers say that they hope to produce more than 10,000 robots annually, and they want to enable humans to be more human. Basically, they want to get us all killed, like that Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. I can't ever talk about him without mentioning that. The iRobot movie, right? That's what this is. They said that they can, it's like they're giant Roombas right now, but don't let them fool you. They're going to kill us all. A very large pig barreled through a Kingsland home, attacked a family, and has returned several times. Kingsland, Texas. It's a wild hog. They said the pig has come back repeatedly, attacking everyone, grandmas, grandpas, nobody's safe. If you like that soundbite, you're going to love this. Audio soundbite 13. Let's play it.
When I left the Senate, I was able to convince Strom Thurmond to vote for the Voting Rights Act. Strom Thurmond.
Okay, wait a minute. He was able to convince Strom Thurmond to vote for the Voting Rights Act? He said this seriously. So, Strom Thurmond, the Voting Rights Act passed in 1965. Strom Thurmond voted against it. And Biden left the Senate in 2009. Strom Thurmond up and kicked the bucket in 2003. So let me just figure this out for a moment.
Good luck.
I know, right? I'm going to need some of that crack that Hunter has. So Biden says when I left the Senate, so he left the Senate in 2009, he convinced Strom Thurmond, who is dead, to vote. To change his vote in 1965 against the Voting Rights Act. That's what he just said. Dude, he's magical. So what I did is I went back in time when Strom Thurmond was alive and I convinced him to change his vote on the Voting Rights Act. And then I came back in time here. No, the reporter did not press him on this. How are you a self-respecting person in the press and you do not press back on that? What in the hell is wrong with you? I would do it even if I liked him, just for the giggles and the byline. I would do it just because I would want to do it, because I'd want it to go viral. I literally would, shamelessly. I would absolutely do that. If, just to illustrate my point, if DeSantis had done that, I've been like, wait a minute. So you're telling me, right now. What is this?
That story's not real.
What if it's related? What if she saw Strom Thurmond on the flight? I don't even know anymore. So, man, he got a dead guy to vote against a bill that he voted against, or to not vote against a bill that passed all the way back in the 60s. Dude, that is something else, Kane.
The believable part is that somebody dead voted Democrat.
Well, yeah. I mean, totally believe
literally
that.
The only believable part of that whole story.
I completely believe it. Oh, my gosh. The fact that the reporter did not, I just can't get past this little point. I'm so sorry. You're talking to a member of the press, and the press person is either a moron and doesn't know this. And I'll grant you, there are a lot of stupid people that work in journalism. It used to attract people who were smart, but then it started attracting a bunch of thirsty fame whores who weren't pretty enough to be models. They weren't good enough on stage to be musicians or actors. They really weren't good enough writers to just, you know, write the great American novel. They really had no other discernible skills. So but they had a political bent, and that's all they knew. They had their politics. And so they decided to enter the journalism profession as like really just like a practice of self-adoration. And they're some of the stupidest people that you literally will ever meet. And I've met many of them. So I'm saying this from expert opinion here. And the fact that this person did not, it's ProPublica, isn't it? The fact that they did not say, wait a minute, he's dead and he voted against it. The hell's wrong with you? Is stunning. Did they think it's good manners to not correct him? You know, oh, I'm just going to let him go. It's rude. Whether rude or courteous, that's irrelevant. Do your damn job. Good night. This is just embarrassing. Here's the other thing. Do you think that he's just like super confused, or is he such a liar that he just doesn't even care?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.